Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. Where else can you listen to Big Brother House Guests, Survivor Castaways, and the Amazing Racer Racers? That's right, here at the Rad Reality Show Network, and we have so many other guests. Tonight, we have a special guest. Everyone sit back and enjoy, because you know what? You know what day it is? It's Monday. That means it's Manic Monday, and that means it's time for...
Just another manic Monday. Wish it was Sunday. That's my fun day. I don't have to run there. Just another manic Monday. Hey, hey. Wish it was Sunday. That's my fun day. Just another manic Monday.
Hello, everyone, and everyone that's in the chat room, everyone that's listening somewhere else on the internet, welcome to Manic Monday.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. Oh, please don't take my sunshine away.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for being here on the fabulous Rad Reality Show Network on this beautiful April 7th, 2014. It's a Monday night, so you've already gotten that first work day of the week out of the way, and now it's time to celebrate with the Manic Monday Show with host Michelle Costa from Big Brother 10, and she's got one handsome-fied special guest joining us tonight. I think you all know already who I'm talking about. We have Mr. Lawan Exum joining us from Big Brother 13 in the house tonight with us. Suzette Amaya will be back next week. She is traveling and in a remote area where she can't get cell service. So we'll have her back next week. So just get yourself comfy and get ready for a great show tonight. Don't forget that you can call in and be part of our show by dialing 1-347-237-5506. And you can talk with Michelle Costa and Lawan Exum right here on the show. For our new listeners, I'm Cherry Garcia. Paul from Minnesota is the other co-host. Paul, I just want to say before we get started that I'm already having withdrawals from Real World Explosion, and it just ended. But the challenge, Free Agents, starts on MTV this Thursday. Are you going to be watching the challenge?
I'm not sure. It's not a show that I've regularly watched over the years. I know that there are numerous people that go on that show that are returnees, and a lot of the fans know who those people are. I really have no clue on who those people are. So I'm not quite sure whether I will or not. My TV watching list is pretty full right now, so it's kind of hard for me to get watching other shows. But I do know that it's always a wild, crazy show with a lot of very scary and, in my opinion, dangerous challenges that they go through. I'm surprised people haven't died. I mean, it's crazy.
It's going to be a wild one. I'm looking forward to the challenge.
We do have the reunion show, though, that for Explosion that comes on tonight. That's on my DVR for later viewing. So we do have one more taste of this past season of Real World to watch.
I know. I'm just really looking forward to the reunion show. This has been one of the most awesome groups of Real World cast. I have adored each and every one of them, and I really hate to see the season end. I'm, as I said already, going through withdrawals.
Well,
I just hate to see it end.
I was just going to say it was a season we were certainly anticipating was going to be a good one when we read about what it was going to be about, and it did not disappoint.
Not at all. It reminded us a lot of Big Brother in the way that they had so many more people living in the house, and I don't know, it just had a lot of facets of Big Brother that we enjoyed, and some really, really great people in the house. But speaking of Big Brother,
We got to see a lot of production. I mean, at the final episode, they even started hugging the sound guy. It was weird.
Yes. Speaking of Big Brother, let's bring up with her intro song, the host of our show, the Portuguese Princess. Here we go.
There's no going back.
Michelle Costa, how are you today?
I love the intro. I'm fantastic, Cherry and Paul. Happy Manic Monday. Yay. Are you ready for it? The perfect storm?
Ready for it.
Once you're mine. There's no going back.
Ready for it.
Yes, we are back. And you guys, I'm excited. Why? Because Reality Rally's right around the corner, 3 days away, and I'll be in California sucking up the sun and doing a great cause for Michelle's Place. I'm so excited.
So you're,
good to see.
You're heading out Thursday?
I am, yes, because I'm an East Coaster, so they send us packing early because we have a long flight ahead of us. So I'm going to be arriving in San Diego around, I believe, 8 or something like that. So I have my shuttle schedule, and breaking news, I will tell you who's on my shuttle. Okay, ready?
Ooh.
Exciting. Okay, so, all right. I am on the 9:50 p.m. shuttle, and I'm going to be on with Jody Winsky and guests, Howie Gordon Winchesky. Oh, yeah, I say that wrong. Howie Gordon, E.J. Snyder and Amy Snyder, James Bradford, Joy Glass.
Wow.
Suzette Amaya.
Yeah.
Stephen Smith, Sharon Smith, Daniel Reyes. What?
Oh, my God.
Alec Biel. Andrew Gordon. What?
From Big Brother Canada?
I don't know. I believe it's Captain Kosher. John Carroll, Chad Wegener, and Nellie Denise, however you want to say it. So I'm excited. That's
wow,
just my shuttle
that's
bus.
A lot of people.
That's just my shuttle bus on the way there. Okay.
Wow.
So it's going to be an interesting crew. And I'm so excited, but I want to just chime in a little bit on what you guys were talking about before I came in, like a dark horse. I love Real World Explosions, by far one of my favorite seasons in such a long time. I love all of them. I agree with you, Cherry. I love all of them. And I am so excited about the challenges coming up because, you know, I know a lot of them. They're dear friends of mine, people I know, acquaintances. So I am so excited. I can't wait. Ugh. Cannot wait, Cherry.
I know. Oh, my gosh. And the free agents is going to be cray-cray.
Awesome. I like that because, you know, they always were teamed up and, you know, the teams that have been around, veterans and all that stuff. So I can't wait to see the dynamics and how it works. So, you know, they're still going to team up, but it's going to be total different types of teaming up. It's going to be like alliances, you know, it's going to be not veterans against the newbies. I think it's going to be a mix because I think they're going to have like different types of kind of competitions where, you know, it's just not going to be, you know, the team calling all the shots. Do you know what I mean? Like, this is not a team. So it's, I don't know. I can't wait to see it. So, and I can't wait to see the reunion of Real World.
Hey, I need to ask you challenge watchers. Is this a significant change, a twist that they're competing individually? Is that huge?
I think so. Like, that's why I'm saying, you know, people are going to still team up, but there's got to be some sort of different dynamics that's going to be kind of like a solo type of thing, I think, you know, where one person wins immunity maybe kind of thing. I don't know, because it has to be. Don't you think so, Paul? Don't you think there's got to be some sort of kind of different twist so that there's not some sort of team that gangs up and takes over?
I don't know. I don't really.
I think there would. Absolutely. I think they will. You know, there always has been a number of sort of cliques in that group, you know.
Johnny's back, you know, and how he rolls.
Yeah,
and
Johnny Bananas,
know,
and Kenny. And,
yeah,
and
I love him.
Yes, they're, you know, they have a certain clique in that group.
But
and,
like, for me, I love them so much, and I'm just like, at the same time, I'm like, they always run stuff, do you know what I mean? So I like,
right.
to see that kind of dynamic broken up, and I think
by
the spin that they're doing, that they're going to have some sort of gameplay involved where they're not going to really be affected too much by like a Johnny Bananas Frontier coming through again and reigning over the kind of competition. Like I said, I love Johnny Bananas, but aren't you like over it though, Cherry, too? Like, don't you want to see like the, I like watching the newbies and how they're
right,
always
I think
up to the challenge.
That's why I think this free agents will be so nice because it will allow some of the new kids on the block, so to speak, the opportunity to join forces and not be so ruled by those which have continually run things in past challenges. That's why I'm so anxious to see how this goes early on and see if, you know, Kenny and Johnny Bananas and those take control early on or if the newbies are able to, you know, join forces and sort of, you know, take control of the situation and take them out early.
Cherry, I can't really remember right now because I know I saw the commercial, but is anybody from MTV Explosion, I mean Real World Explosion, are they on the challenge? Is anybody on there?
They will not be able to. They filmed this challenge prior to
So there's definitely going to be some of the next challenge.
Getting out of the house. Yes, absolutely.
And
you know that
they won't be newbies. They won't be, because they are hardcore. This was a hardcore group. I like them. I don't think they will sit down for no newbie title. So
I mean, look at Corey and Brian and
oh my god,
and Jenny with what she can do with her legs. OMG! I mean,
I love Jenny. I love her. Oh my god! And she has the best, like, intro, or you know, going into a show, the face where she, her mouth is down, like,
yes,
basically that, sitting on her breast, because she has the most perfect breasts ever. And you know, and then she sees Brian, you know, and I'm gonna say Brian's a hottie boom body. You go, Jenny Poo, and Corey and everything. Oh my god, it's just like, what? But she has, like, you know, what would be the best confessionals for me is Jenny. Oh, oh god,
she is
amazing.
She is a challenge.
Oh, she is, like, they did such a great job casting the show. I mean, whoever casted got, you know, claps, applause. You did perfect. And the exes were as crazy and deserving of where they were in the house. I felt bad, like, that some of them left, and I feel like that people didn't really understand the whole kind of concept of it. You know, it's an experiment. And I understand, yeah, you're going in the house and you're expecting just to be, but you also know that, you know, one person left from the main OGs, the first group, and of course somebody's going to come in, but, like, that's, like, it's called the real world experiment. So I think that they, a lot of them were a little harsh on the exes, trying to get them out, trying to get them mad. Well, one got pregnant. I mean, that was crazy. But, you know, it was like, I thought, like, it was the, like, the people they picked, there wasn't a boring ex. There was, oh, like, it was just, the dynamics was awesome. And we haven't seen that in a while, I think, with, you know, it's been awesome. Don't get me wrong. I've loved the, you know, the real world. But I think there's so been so many of them. And it's like, sometimes after a while, it's like, okay, I remember this person. This season, you're going to remember everybody.
Yes,
absolutely.
They cast the season wonderfully.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I thought I would check for you, Michelle, a little weather report. Thursday, a high near 88. This is Temecula.
Oh, thank you for giving me the weather report, because I haven't checked it yet, darling, and I
okay.
need to pack. So tell
the
me what I need to pack.
The overnight lows are going to be down to around 50.
Okay, our highs, if we get there. Great.
Friday. Okay. Friday, 81. Saturday, is Saturday when the race is?
Yes. Why? Tell me, am I going to sweat?
No, it's actually going to be one of the better days temperature-wise, a high near 72. It'll start off foggy, but gradually become mostly sunny with a high near 72.
Oh, exciting. I cannot wait.
And
what about Sunday?
Any,
you got Sunday,
Sunday
for me, babe?
Fog before 11 a.m., otherwise cloudy through mid-morning, then gradually clearing with a high near 77.
All right. Well, that's when I fly out. So weather sounds good flying out. Flying out of Boston, the weather's going to be great here. So I'm excited. Sounds like I need, you know what I need? The California sun. And
there
what I'm
going
to do, I'm going to pack it up in my luggage. I'm
going
to bring it here to Rhode Island, and then on Monday, I'm going to also release it to the Manic Monday listeners and the world via Blog Talk Radio. Yeah. So be prepared,
hey,
everybody. Get your sunblock. And, Paul, you got your sunblock. I know. I know it's been hot there in Minnesota. So you get extra sunblock, okay?
Okay. I want to
Are
ask
you using
you,
your Bare yep. Ease yet, Michelle?
Oh my God.
Can I be honest with you? It's in the box and I'm scared to open it. I feel like if I open it, it's like going to, like, bring out, like, you know, where I need to use it. It's like once I break the threshold, it's like there's no backing out and I'm afraid.
Well, are you going to pack it?
No, I'm not planning on getting a waxing in definitely not Temecula, California. Hello, I got to fly. I got to sit on, you know, that very easy area.
You're not going to be afraid of the next thing I'm going to bring up. We have your next guest, Mr. Handsome Fight himself.
I just
You're LaJuan Exum is live on air with us. How are you, LaJuan?
I am incredible. How are you?
My love button. I love you.
I love you more, baby.
Oh, smooches, hugs, my little boo pie. Well, welcome back to Manic Mondays. We have missed you, darling. How's everything? How's life? How's just you? Wonderful.
Life is incredible. I'm living a dream. I'm doing good. I mean, I'm going to school full time. I'm getting my degree in broadcast journalism. I've got some opportunities I'm ready to do and shock the world, baby.
Well, first off, we want to also say LaJuan is on location. And let's not get jelly, people. But he also sent me a message and said, boo-boo, I am where we first fell in love. And will you like to tell everybody where you are right now, LaJuan?
I am in Vegas.
Did we get married? I just want to make sure because, you know, good time.
It was love at first sight. It really was. I mean, it was love at first sight. So ever since then, you know, that's our spot, boo. You know that.
I also forgot to tell you, LaJuan, you were very gentle with the Manic Monday listeners. LaJuan sent me a selfie, okay? I'm spilling the beans, LaJuan. He just sent me a selfie of himself poolside in Las Vegas. LaJuan, would you like to disclose which poolside? We want to know. I know me, Cherry, and Paul are like, what are you drinking and what poolside are you by?
Of course, Bally's. Bally's loves me, and I love Bally's. Shout out to Bally's, honey.
Love them.
I am not going to lie. I love Bally's, boo. They treat me so wonderful. They do. But I have, you know what I have? I have a margarita, a key lime margarita.
Yum.
Can you do us a favor? Can you take a big, big sip and a big gulp for us so we can hear it, so we can be jelly?
I've been drinking it since I've been talking to you, but okay.
Oh, big one. Oh, did everybody at the same time do, ready? 1, 2, 3.
You are so crazy.
So, Mr. Wonderful, you haven't been back on in a while, so fill us in. Let us know what's been going on. You said you've been going back to school, you're getting your degree and stuff.
Well,
what else has been going on? I know there's a lot in your pamphlet, baby.
Yeah, I've been going to school full time, so I've been really been focused on that because, I mean, as people that know me, I love school, but I'm going to get my master's in broadcast journalism. But I'm getting a double major, actually. I'm getting it in broadcast journalism and strategic communication. So,
well,
I'm excited
babe.
About that. Because my dream has always been, this is no joke, my dream has always been to be a TV anchor, a reporter, always, since I was small. Like Fisher Price tape recorder going around and recording stuff through my family stuff. So that has been like a dream of mine, which people don't know, but a lot of people know, but some people don't. But that has always been a dream of mine. So I'm just going for it. I'm going to go for
it. You're going to be so good
it.
At it. You're going to be so wonderful at it. I mean, everybody is, you just make everybody feel so welcome to talk to you. And everybody is at ease with
thank
you.
Thank you.
And you're going to be fantabulous
at
this.
I've been focusing on that really hard. So I've been, putting, 110% of my time. But I've actually, now I finally am getting a website so everybody can follow me and, you know, follow my journey. I finally can have the time to do that. So I've been focused on that really. Like, the last probably month or so, I've been focused on that. So once I launched it, I'll let you guys first know, of course. But I really have been able to do that now. This is the beginning of the year, actually. So that's going well, too. So that's what I've been working on, definitely my website. Because, I mean, everybody keeps asking, why don't I have a website? I was like, okay, you know what? Sit down and do it. So I've been working with some people to do that. So it's been great doing that.
So So, Miss Ola Wonderful, do you have a website name in the works? Can you disclose that on Monday?
Yeah, it's in the works. Yeah, it's getting built as I talk to you now.
And what would be the name, darling?
Of course it's going to be La Wonderful. You know that.
Of course. We just let the hair out of Mr. La Wonderful's mouth.
Yeah,
oh,
LaWonderful.com.
Yeah,
you know that. It's going to be La Wonderful. And your journey will be so La Wonderful.
I'm going to be on your coast in about a couple of days. Am I going to see
you? I heard. I know. I mean, I got some business coming through.
Boo, am I going to see you, boo? Am I going to see you, boo?
Oh, no. I mean, like, when do you leave? You got to let me know when you leave and all that stuff. Because I know I'm seeing Anna.
I get there on Thursday, and I leave on Sunday. So work it, girl. Work it. Work your schedule around that. Can you do that?
Yeah, I can. Okay.
How far away? First off, how far away is it from you? Because if it's really far away, you know, Adam Pop's coming down.
It's far, but are you flying out of LAX?
I'm actually flying into San Diego.
Really?
Everybody this year is flying into San Diego.
Is that closer?
It's like the same kind of distance. Like, I think it's like an hour and 20, like, northeast or something. And then from L.A., it's like an hour and 15. But I guess this year they decided that they're just going
to
do everybody San Diego just to make it easier for, like, the shuttle, which before you came on, I talked about who was on my shuttle bus. So it's going to be fun. But, you know, you know Adam Pox coming down. He'd love to see you.
Well, I'm going to see Adam. I'm going to see Adam.
I'm
going to see him Sunday because he's – yeah, I'm going to see him. We've already made arrangements, honey. Yeah.
Well, I'm obviously dropping the ball here live on Manic Mondays. I gotta make some connections with Mr. Lund.
We need to talk. You need to – get on the program, honey. Get on the train.
Okay.
Get on the train.
Right. I missed the train stop, and I'm running to the next. But
we stop at a lot of locations, especially sunshine, so guess what? You can get off and we can get some information from you.
Okay. Well, you know what? Everybody wants to know, LaWan, because we all have been watching Big Brother Canada 2. Have you been watching?
To be honest with you, no. No, I've heard about it. I know, because number one, I just don't have the time. I mean, I'm following, like, people, like, I listen to what people are talking about it and all that, but to be honest with you, no, I have not watched it, no.
Did you look up their cast?
I looked up all the cast, yeah. Yeah, that I did, of course.
Did you find, because we are people of, we look at the pick and we're like, we know we like them or not.
Well, yes,
so
but see, I have to look at, look, I'll have to look at them again because I have my picks, but I just don't have the name. I don't. But I have the pick. But, I mean, you know, of course, Big Brother, you know, we always, you know, we support each other. So I know it's good this year. I've heard it's been very entertaining.
Yeah, but you know what? You can also catch up. There's, like, a few sites where you can go back and, you know, get the links and look at, you know, there's probably a little bit of catching up. But so first off, we want to know, okay, Big Brother 16th, right around the corner, there's been a lot of casting calls going on and everything.
Right.
Are you excited for the next Big Brother 16?
I know you are.
What are your thoughts on
what's
going to happen?
We always get excited. Me and you, and you know what? Me and you always have our pick. And you know, 9 times out of 10, me and you are right. You know that, right?
But yeah, then sometimes I just pick the wrong person to get voted out first. But no, it's just like, you know,
This is what I want. This is what I want. I want it to be...
Okay, listen up, CBS. Okay.
I want it to be just a great, great cast of different personalities, gorgeous, handsome, beautiful people inside and out, but just, I want it to be just not raw, but just badass. I do. I want it to be like, but that's what Big Brother is about, because I think that's what's missing. You know what I mean? Like, I want that punch. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that it's definitely.
I want that when we see each other, be like, high five. See, this is what I'm talking about. This is what Big Brother is all about. You know what I mean? I think we deserve that. I think the fans deserve that. I really do. you know.
Well,
you know,
think
it's
that's like
talk
the
about,
fans have been.
It's always, because you know what? It's always talked about, you know, each year, you know, we know, me and you both know, All-Stars and all that, but to be quite honest with you, no, I think it should be just a variety of different quirky, crazy, insane, outside-the-box people. I do. I want it to be just crazy. I do.
And do you think that
crazy
with
a,
you know,
crazy
with the
a,
way
crazy
that...
Look, crazy with a capital K.
Yeah, but do you think that they need to kind of backtrack?
Go back to old school. I think you should go back to the old school. Go back to the vintage. When you pick
well, yeah,
because
my, you know, Big Brother 10 was back to basics. And we
I mean,
brought
okay,
it back
I'm
going to
be quite honest with you. Okay, this is the thing. I will toot the horn, and you know I will. My season when we had all Evil Dick, Rachel, and all them, I think that was it was lopsided for us because it was newbies and oldies. But I think that was great because you had like some people that people love. I mean, people love or hate. You had Rachel, you had Evil Dick, you had the sweetheart couple, Jeff and Jordan. You had a mixture, like a mixed nut. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think like even with your season, you had. Just had different type of personalities. I think they need to go back to that. I really do. I think they need to go back to, I don't know. I don't know if it's the people they pick. Not no, I mean, just downright. Because there's different people out here with so many crazy personalities that I'm pretty sure that people would like to see. I just think that that's what's missing. And then just add that Big Brother flavor to it, and you cannot go wrong. We need to,
yeah.
I think we need to let our fans get back in love with us again. Because I think a lot of fans have kind of fallen out of love with us a little bit.
I think that
I think
a lot of shows have been involving the fans more and how big and powerful the fan base is. I think that they need to involve more of America in, like, the voting stance rather than, oh, America
yeah.
and stuff like that. And I think where they can really get involved in big time. And I know that there was, you know, the favorite player last year and stuff, but I don't think it really got involved in the game.
Let me tell you
Speaking
something,
Speaking of
honey.
Fans,
this
we have a fan on hold that
honey,
would like to speak to you, Luan.
Oh, of course they want to talk to Luan. Who doesn't want to talk to Luan?
Oh, but let me finish this. I think the fans deserve it. We have the best fans, and I will tell anyone that. We have the best fans when it comes to reality. That we do, and we owe that to them to give them a great, entertaining show. And I think that's what they want.
We want
they
that.
They want that. And you know what? Involve like now, this social media is crazy. Involve that with the game. We need to involve like the social media is I mean, look at I mean the radio show, the podcast. Involve them in the show. That's a huge factor. That's a huge. Our fans are part of social media now. Okay, I guarantee you, one out of three of our fans are on social media, honey. Trust me.
Absolutely.
Girl,
that's
let me get up there and talk, honey.
I
get up there, honey. I market y'all so fast, honey. You'll think it'd be called Big Brother Amplified.
Yeah.
So, would you like to talk to a fan right now, Luan?
Let's do it.
We have from Brooklyn, Smeg calling in. Smeg, you're live on air with Mr. Luan Exum and Michelle Costa from Big Brother.
Greetings,
Hi,
Mr.
sweetheart.
Luan.
How are you?
Hypnotized, mesmerized, and handsomeified.
Oh, snap. Snappity snaps, two snaps, a flip, and a twist.
I love it.
What's up, Brooklyn? What's your question, babe?
Okay, this is going to sound a bit borderline blasphemous, but...
I like it. At least you're warning us.
I know, right. I know, I love it.
Because it's been sort of like repetitive and predictable and stale. The one thing I liked about your season was the interaction between you and Adam. You guys were, you put the real in reality. That's why I left your season with the two of you on. And I understand
Thank
that you went to Adam's wedding last year, right?
I'm sorry?
You went to Adam's wedding last year, right?
Yes, I did. I did.
Did you overdose on bacon?
Yeah. My gift to him was... I love that. It should have been crumpled but bacon bits when he got married. I should have just threw that instead of rice.
Hey, I have a question for our caller.
Yes,
where that is the most original name? Is that your real name or a nickname?
I don't think that's
Schmeg?
His real name. I think, yeah, I don't think that's his real name at all. Thank you for calling. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Well,
we have another caller.
All right,
okay.
Let's bring our next caller up. Caller, what's your name and where are you calling from?
We have Miss Heather.
All right.
Hello.
Hello, Heather. How are you?
I'm good. I agree about having the fans more involved or getting the fans more involved because Canada just recently put a couple people on the block that nobody in the house wanted to.
Well, I think that Canada didn't have blood, and they did such a great job. Hey, can we get an applause for Canada? Good.
Yes.
I think you brought a great point because Canada did exactly what we all wanted, right?
Really?
Yes. Canada was
HOH,
LaJuan. And they broke up this top alliance called the First Five, okay? And it was a team that was kind of not bullying, but they were taking over the house. And Canada came in and was HOH and put up the two top people, I would say, the snake and the body. Isn't that right? I guess that's what they call them. And the snake's head got taken, which Andrew, I liked him. I thought he was good, but I understand. I think Canada did such a great job. No blood on their hands, isn't that right, caller?
Exactly.
Wow, I gotta watch it. Oh, that's good.
I was so proud of them. And I want to say hello and I love you, LaJuan.
Oh, I love you more.
Caller, where are you calling from?
I'm from Michigan.
Oh, Michigan, hello.
Oh, you're from Michigan? Oh, shout out to Michigan. Love, 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 love.
Ew.
We've had some icky weather last winter. But
I know. Oh, I know.
Beside the point.
Yeah.
But you know what? That's the past, girl. We're moving on. We're springtime. And bring on the April showers so we can have those Mayflowers. Ain't that right?
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. If you have any more questions for LaJuan, please ask. And if not, thank you
please
so much for calling.
Thank
all right.
You.
Have a nice night.
You
bye.
Too,
Sarah.
Thank you, Heather.
Bye.
Take care, hon.
Thank you.
You too. Bye.
She brought up a good point. I mean, I was wanting to talk about that. That was awesome. Cherry, were you excited when Canada made their picks? I was super excited.
I was.
Absolutely.
Wait, Paul,
you said you were or you were not?
I was not.
Oh, boy. You're part of the First Five?
I am. I like the way that the game and the strategy and that Sabrina is playing. I kind of was on Andrew's bad side early in the game, but I thought I saw a lot better person as time went on. And I wish they were still in there, but
well, they're not.
Everything always shifts and changes in Big Brother, and this certainly is one of those times. I thought it was absolutely awesome that Heather won HOH because I felt so badly for her, and I'm so glad she's rebounded. And Adele seemed to be gone weeks ago, and he's now in a better spot, so I'm happy for that too. So I'm kind of all over the place.
Sounds like that. Yeah. LaJuan's probably like, what? Well, Mr. LaJuanful, thank you so much for coming on Manic Mondays. I know you're poolside.
I know.
And it sounds like your margarita is almost
done. I would not.
Hello, waiter. Waiter. Waitress. We need another margarita. Hello.
I know. But I just want to tell my fans and everyone that I love them. And thank you all for always showing me love on Twitter, Facebook, everywhere I go. I just thank you all for showing me love because you don't have to do that. So I thank you all from the bottom of my heart.
Well, we love having you on Manic Mondays, and I know Cherry and Paul love and adore you, Mr. Wonderful, and we're jelly that you're soaking up the Las Vegas sunset sun.
I will. Okay. Love you, baby. And let's look up when you get here, so text me. Text me when you come, okay, boo?
I will stalk you, so just be prepared.
All right, baby.
All right, love you.
Love
bye,
you,
Cherry and Paul. Bye, Cherry and Paul.
Bye.
Love you.
Bye,
love you, babe.
All right, baby.
Take care, hon. Enjoy Vegas.
How dare him come on and he's poolside in Vegas. Am I the only one that wants to be there with him? But I feel like we were there in spirit.
Oh,
I
gosh,
feel like he took
I'd
a couple
love to be in Vegas.
Right? Hello. That's where me and Mr. Wonderful fell in love. But, all right, so let's talk a little bit about Big Brother 2. I mean, Big Brother Canada 2. We've got a little bit into it. Let's go back a little bit. Okay, so Canada ended up putting up Andrew and Miss Sabrina, and boy, did the waterworks come on. Cry me a river, cry me a river. Oh, well, let the whole house try to help these people out that have been running it, and they feel like they're superior, and I like the dynamics and how everything's coming. I know, Paul, you don't, but I think you like the kind of the shift change a little bit, right or wrong?
Yeah, I do. I think Canada somewhat was reacting to that. They felt that the first five was way too powerful, and they wanted to see the other side have a little more say so. And I'm kind of the same way. I'm all right with it. I'm a little sad for Allison because I wanted her in, and I felt that she was so in such a bad position early on, and I was hoping that she would have time to,
So do you think right now that she's good? Okay, so I haven't seen it. Who won the veto? We're going to do a spoiler. Paul, I'm sure you know. Did they do the veto competition yet?
I actually did check that before the show tonight, and it looks like Kenny won it.
Okay, so then who do you think is going to be put up on the block?
I want somebody in our chat room. I was going to use our chatters tonight to answer that because I didn't have time to find out if they have
all right, so
done
chatters.
The veto ceremony yet.
Who do you guys think is like being teeter-tottered? Because I'm sure it's going to be obviously one of the first five. So it's going to be Sarah or Sabrina, I'm thinking. And Allison still has a good shot against them. I think that Allison's not really up there too much in the forefront of the votes. It really depends on, I don't know. I think that it's still going to be kind of like the underdog side. I think they're going to make out this week, which is good.
Okay. I don't know what Thomas is responding to, whether he is putting up a name that he thinks is going to be a replacement or if Sarah actually was the replacement.
Well, Sarah's got a lot of people there, so it's going to be hard for Allison. That's going to be a tough one.
Okay.
Because I would think if it's Sabrina, then
is also Michelle. As you saw, they've released this secret veto, and I did see a video clip of Allison finding a secret door to the war room, and that's where they were. You know, the three of them were Nick and Scott and Allison were all holed up in
living.
That war room. She found a door to that war room, and I think maybe that means that she found the secret veto, but I don't know.
And do we think it's going to be a diamond veto? Is that what we think? I mean, either way, it's going to be something to help her. Maybe.
Okay, Jason, thank JTV. He said that she did indeed earn and get the secret veto, but as of yet, I don't know what the rules are for that veto.
Should be a veto that she can veto somebody off the block and nominate the person going up. So maybe she can nominate somebody that she knows that she can win against, but she can't veto herself. Something crazy like that. Doesn't that sound like something that Big Brother Canada would do right about now? Yeah.
You know, Big Brother Canada has, they're unpredictable in their twists. I think that's what makes it so fun.
Don't you think that would be plausible? Like, think about that. Like, they give her a special veto, and this veto doesn't take her off the block, but allows her to take somebody off the block and put somebody else up. And wouldn't that be the best time when she's on the block? And Kenny just won, and she might lose against anybody because she's a new person.
All right.
So she could put somebody from the underdog side up to confirm.
Apparently, Allison is with the new alliance. They're called Sloppy Seconds is their new name.
Yeah, but I need to ask Kung Fu Woman or somebody who is – give me names of that alliance. Is that like the top? Is that like John and Netta? Hey, Michelle.
And she thinks it's like a Pandora's box, something good and something bad, because she did look upset
when she left
the room.
Okay. Sarah is going home. That kind of saddens me. I really did like Sarah, but
I like Sarah too.
Did you see the little clip, the family clip from Newfoundland? Did not Janelle, who is John's girlfriend, did you not see resemblance between her and Netta? I think they look similar. I mean,
well, yeah, they look kind of similar. I mean, yeah, but I think that John's, like, his persona is like a flirtatious type of guy, and I think that him and Netta get along really good. It kind of reminds me of me and Jesse, you know, the dynamics of the show. Like, I loved hearing his girlfriend. It made me think, like, okay, that was like when I first met Jesse's girlfriend. She was like, thank you so much for taking care of him and for being there for him and everything. And she saw what some people chose to see differently, you know, like they think that you're friends with a guy, if you're a woman and you're friends with a man, that automatically that there's something sexual, and that's just not how the case was. So,
well,
I thought that was great, the hearing from her. But they did look kind of alike.
I think Netta and John are just adorable together.
They're so cute.
But I don't think of them as being romantic. I find both Netta, I think Netta has a solid boyfriend at home, and I think John is truly faithful as well, and they're just good buds. And I've always looked at them that way, even though at times somebody could think that there was something more than that. But no, I think they're just perfect friends, and I love watching their interaction.
Well, like I said, like they're probably going to get questions like, oh, you know, did you like each other? And it's like I said, it's the dynamics of man with woman. Like, they don't think that men and women can be friends and quirky and like I'm just in nature and flirtatious. Like, guy, girl, doesn't matter. Like, that's just who I am as a person. But I'm not like flirtatious. But like, so it, like, for instance, Cherry, if I see her, like, I usually a hugger, kiss her, whatever, attack her, but that's just who I am, you know. I'm a touchy kind of, if you're like in my heart, and I get really real with people. So that's like the thing. It's like, you know, it's hard for people to see what the camera's showing you at that moment, and then you go, oh, then they have to be hooking up, or they have to like each other, like, you know. That's not the way it goes. I think that they're going to be great if they stick with each other. I think they're going to go really far. And it might also be a support mechanism because they both have people back at home and they need to, like, kick back and be sane with each other to get each other through these times. It's hard to be in that house. So.
Well, I want to quickly jump in and say it was good to see you, Deb Cakes. She's getting some irritating pop-up audio ads on Blog Talk, and that I understand your irritation, but it was so good to see you back in the chat room, hon.
Debbie Cakes, I'm going to eat your cake. No, that was weird.
That shouldn't
anyway,
be happening.
No.
Deb, if you could Facebook me on Facebook and tell me what's going on after the show, I'd like to hear that so I can make a report to Blog Talk, because that should not be happening. So
yeah,
if you could Facebook me later, I'd like to hear what was happening to you during the show.
Yeah, there's been some
Thank
funny
so
stuff
much.
Going on. So please, if anything's going on that you feel like is weird, let us know, and we will address the situation. Just want to give you guys an update on my mom. I know I probably took a little bit long to say that, but Mama Cass is doing good. She went to the doctor today. She's still actually a little bit very kind of swollen, more than the doctor, the surgeon like. So she got homework today, and she needs to do four different exercises, one called the tabletop, which you have to pretend like your hands are resting on the tabletop, full grip, medium grip, and long grip. So think about, like, extending your fingers, minimizing your fingers, grip, like you're gripping like a mini, like, rod. And then, like, your hands are a tabletop. So Mama Cut's going to do that, which poor thing cannot, so she's getting frustrated. But the doctor said she, you know, she's doing okay. It's
all right,
a little bit more severe than
you
thought.
Michelle,
yeah.
That contraption that they put on her arm after
mm-hmm.
surgery, did you not say that at some point that would be coming out and she'd be having a cast? Update us on that. I'm not sure about that.
Okay, so that's called an external apparatus, and what it is it basically kind of looks like a gun strapped to my mom's arm with rods. So the rods are actually embedded into the bone, and what happens is the bone gets aligned back to where it's supposed to be, and then
okay.
she has metal on her wrist area because some of the pieces of the bone left and started swimming throughout her arm. So this apparatus stays on her arm. She got stitches around the two extremities, which have two rods apiece. So she has four rods. And then there's a cut on the top to put her bone together. I think they break it, and then they put it back together, and then they put the rod. So she has to have that the same for another 3 weeks, and then she actually has to have surgery to remove it. But the way it's looking, it might be a little bit more than what we're thinking, because it was very severe and the doctor didn't really come back with a good conclusion today from her x-ray. She's been taking the x-ray every week, and today the doctor just said, the surgeon, he said she has a lot of work ahead of her, and I can't believe how bad she broke her arm. So that's all we got, and, you know, it's not a good sign. She's been like that for 3 weeks. She's frustrated. She's
angry,
you know, and it's just irritating for her, and she was a little bit upset today when she found out that, you know, it's not getting better and that she has to do these exercises, but she, you know, it's hard for her. It hurts, and so I feel bad. You know, she was, like, almost crying and stuff, so I was, like, I was feeling sad for her. Because she wants to do it, but she can't, you know, and it hurts. You know, you guys got to imagine, like, if you guys have seen the picture, it's crazy.
I know.
It's insane. I've been trying to kill her with laughter. I make fun of it. I call her Terminator X hand, bionic woman. She sometimes makes fun. Like, we went to Walmart the other day. She's going to kill me if I tell you guys this. Okay, so we went to Walmart the other day, and some lady goes, "Oh, my God, what happened to your arm?" And my mom's like, and I said, "Oh, nothing. She just broke it." And they're like, "Oh, my God." And my mom put her arm up as the lady walked away, and she goes, "I just want to beat her with my arm." So angry. Because, like, people, like, look at her, and they're like, "What's wrong with you?" Like, it's like, crazy to see you guys. Like, I mean, if you haven't seen the picture, like, what? WTF.
Yeah.
You, Paul, Cherry, have you guys seen the picture?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes,
it's not normal. And my mom was like, ready to beat like this lady down with her arm. She was so angry. She's like, why are they looking at me? Nothing's wrong with me, Michelle. I'm like, nothing's wrong with you, Mom. Let's go.
How about long sleeves?
Well, if you notice, the apparatus that comes out of her arm extends out about 7 to 8 inches. So she would have to wear something really loose. So she tries to. But the other day when she went out, that day that she went out, that was the first day she went out in public in like 3 weeks. So she hadn't left the house. Besides taking a ride in the car, like getting out of the car, she got out of the car and did shopping. That was her first day. So I think she was like, it was overwhelming for her, you know? She hadn't been around people. She hadn't been around. It was like being in the Big Brother house, except there's no $500,000 and you're fucked because your arm hurts. Excuse my language.
I know that feeling.
Yeah, so, I mean, I didn't even really think about that until I just said that. That was her first time out in public. Wow.
Yeah.
That's a pretty intense thing. I didn't really think about that, and maybe, you know,
it's not meant to be something comforting to say this, but it kind of gives her a sense of how people that have disabilities their whole life get looked at. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. No, she's like, Michelle, like, I can't even explain. Like, I am alive. I'm good. I'm well. And I can't even, I'm a right-handed person. And it's her left hand. She's like, I can't even fathom the fact that I didn't realize my left hand, how much it was an asset to me. But to realize people that can't walk, can't do this, can't do that. She was just like, you know, wow, you know, there's like such a big aspect in so many different people's lives that she understood, you know, because she never had anything really major happen to her like that. So it really opened up her eyes. And she's, you know, I try to keep her saying like, you know, you're going to be better. You're going to be like, you're going to have an Iron Woman hand. You know, the only problem is that we're going to be beeping through the metal detector. Misha, I will not go through a metal detector ever again in my life, she said to me. She goes, better reason. I don't like planes. I'm not going to go anymore. I said, you don't want to go to Portugal? She's like, yeah, I want to go. I was like, okay. But, I mean, she broke her arm really bad. And I think that you guys know that I've been saying that she broke her arm, that I thought she did. And she worked through like 2.5 weeks, and I think that actually really really damaged her arm. And the fact that she said she wasn't in pain, she must have been in shock, where your body actually believes that you're not in pain, that you didn't harm yourself to that extent. I think she didn't want to believe it. And so I think that it really, you know, really, you know, did a toll. And, you know, she's 57. She's not old, but she did get prescribed Citral, which is like a bone density vitamin. And, you know, as the older you get, when you fall or when you get injured, you have a tendency to have more injuries than somebody younger. So, you know, that's also the other thing. You know, she had a bone density issue. And, you know, when thing would happen to somebody with a different bone density, it's like magnified. But she thought she had a swollen wrist, you know. And
I got to share with you about the bone density thing. I was talking to my mom and dad yesterday, and one of their old friends who actually lives in the same retirement assisted living place that they live had gone to the Mall of America last week, and their friend must be about 90 as well. I'm pretty sure. At any rate, she got on an escalator, and halfway up the escalator was a mother with a baby in her arms and one in a stroller. And you're never supposed to, you know, do that, bring kids or strollers up escalators. But right near the top, all of a sudden, one of the wheels got caught in the side between the stair and the wall of the escalator. And this friend of my parents kept going up the escalator. This is a 90-year-old woman. And she met, you know, the stairs finally met up with this woman who had gotten her stroller caught. And the next thing she knew, she was waking up. She apparently went flying over the top of this woman, knocked her head, knocked herself out. She got a concussion. She broke ribs. She broke an arm. I mean, it was just insane.
Wow, that's crazy.
And, you know, all these bone breaks were obviously due to, you know, an elderly person with the brittle bones, I think, you know. But anyway.
Well, yeah, so it's like one of those things, like, I think, like, you know, the fact that my mom didn't address the situation, which, you know, it is what it is, but, you know, she's been having a couple bad few days, and it's sad to see. Like, I want to help my mom, you know. It's like, and
I know.
Then I'm so worried about going to California.
I was,
you know,
just
my
wondering
dad's
about
here.
That, too.
My dad's here, but you guys knew the day after. I don't know if I told you guys this, but the day after my mom got a surgery, my dad was actually rushed to the hospital. He fell in the neighborhood while he was walking my dog. And so I had to take care of my parents. And, you know, my dad can do a lot of things, but he can't do too much.
Did your dad get hurt too?
Yeah, he went to the hospital, was rushed to it. We couldn't find him. My mom, it was the day after my mom's surgery, my dog was running through the neighborhood.
Mama and Papa hurt? I didn't know Papa Costa was hurt.
Yeah, no, it was just like, it was like right after my mom, it was just like, I couldn't even believe it was happening. I don't even think I wanted to like accept, like I had this neighbor call me and I'm at work and he's like, is this Michelle? I'm like, yeah, because I was like, okay, I've been getting all these calls from like the doctors and the surgeon to make sure my mom was okay. And he's like, this is your neighbor, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay. And he's like, your dad fell in the neighborhood while walking the dog and he's rushed to the hospital. I'm like, you're kidding me. And they're like, no. I just walked into your mother's house because my dad left the garage open. Thank God, because my mom had been waiting for my dad to give her medication because my mom was in a lot of pain, and she had been waiting for my dad. She didn't know. So luckily, they had caught my dog. They brought the dog into the house. They gave my mom medication, and they told me my dad was at the one hospital.
And your mom?
Yeah,
oh,
princess.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So my mom decides to get off.
Michelle.
To get up and start taking a shower, which, hello, you can't take a shower because she's worried. She didn't know what's going on. So I get the phone call. So I call up the hospital. They tell me, and my dad's not there. So I call the Cumberland Rescue. They tell me, we got a call right now. We can't answer your questions. So maybe like a half hour later, I get a call, and it's a social worker, you know, from the hospital. They call, your dad gave us your number. And I was like, where's my dad? And he's in, like, you know, Rhode Island hospital, which is, like, the trauma unit. And I'm like, what's wrong with my dad? And, like, he fell. He's bleeding from his eyes, his ears, his mouth. You need to come
oh
here right
God.
Now and tell us what he's allergic to. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? And my mom's like, do you want me to come? And I'm like, no, you just had surgery. She can't even be moving. She's panicking. This is like a nightmare. So I get to the hospital, and I get there. My dad's, you know, bleeding from all his eyes, his ears, and nose. They're asking me if he's allergic to anything. No. Did he take medication? Yeah, he took his high blood pressure medication. Well, his blood pressure is 70 under 80, no, 70 under 50 or something.
Oh, my
and he
gosh,
has high blood pressure.
Low.
He has high blood pressure. He takes medication for it. So they thought he was dying. So then they thought he had broken ribs and his heart was expanded and all this stuff. And so I got there and I was able to, because he fell on his face. So he broke all his teeth. He broke his gums. He broke his, like, eye, underneath his eye socket. So,
oh, my gosh, Michelle.
Yeah. So they want him to stay there till 1 o'clock in the morning. And I'll be honest with you. I was like, my dad is not staying here. He's fine. My dad's like, Michelle, I'm fine. We have to go take care of mom. I'm worried about my mom. I like told the emergency room, I'm taking my dad home right now. If you don't want me to, that's fine. But I'm taking him home. my dad had to go to the bathroom. This is a funny story. My God, this is like stuff I'm telling you I shouldn't. My dad had to go to the bathroom, so I stepped out of the emergency room. I stepped out. Okay, so there's this guy sitting next to me, and he stunk like weed. And he's rocking back in his chair, young guy, maybe in his 20s. I didn't know if he was in jail or not, because there's a guy next to him sitting there in like a jumpsuit, and he's like busted up, and he's got like handcuffs, and there's a cop sitting next to him. And so this girl comes up and starts talking to the guy that smells like weed, and she's like, "What's your name?" And she asks him a couple times, and he kind of does like a nod, whatever. And so it's been like 15 minutes. I'm like, "Dad, God, it's taking my dad that long to go to the bathroom. Like, what the heck?" So, but we're also talking about the emergency room. Like, there's people like in the room where my dad is, like bleeding out of like, there's like organs falling out of people. But I don't care. I'm trying to get my dad out of there. I'm thinking about my mom. I'm like, my dad fell down. He doesn't need to be in this trauma center. Like, they should have taken him to like a Memorial Hospital, which is a hospital close to us. But they thought his injuries were severe because they thought he had had injuries because his eyes were bleeding. Come to find out, he just had an abrasion on his eye, like underneath his eye. But I understand. I'm so glad because I didn't want him to have brain trauma. But anyway,
right.
So I'm standing there, and so I see somebody I know. I talk to them. I'm like, "Yo, do you smell weed?" And she's like, "Yeah." And I'm like, "This guy smells like weed." And she's like, "Yeah." And so I'm just talking to her, and I walk into the emergency room with her where my dad is. And I'm like, "Oh, is my dad done peeing?" And they said, "Yeah." Not even 2 seconds later, the guy that was all high on weed jumps out of his wheelchair and starts attacking everybody and starts punching everybody in the face right where I was standing.
What?
Yes. And I'm like, "Holy shit, this is not even going on." I'm like, "Dad, we got to get out of here. These people beat themselves up." My dad's like, "What the hell?" And I'm like, "It smells like weed." And it's like, it was so crazy. I told the doctor my dad's fine, where he had no, he didn't have like a broken rib. He had nothing wrong with him because he was laying down. They couldn't lift him up because he was laying down. When they took the x-ray of his chest, it elongated his rib cage, so it showed a big space. And because my dad hit his head, he was, like, unconscious, so he had a kind of was dizzy, so he couldn't stand up, so they couldn't do a proper x-ray, so they wouldn't let him leave. But I'm like, my mom, crazy. My dad was on one recliner. My mom is on the other recliner, and I'm changing bandages, and I'm like, Dios míos. So that was, I didn't even tell you guys this.
No.
Oh my God! This
show,
is
new reality show, the Rhode Island emergency room. Holy cow!
Yeah, yeah. No, it was so insane, you guys. And I'm like, I can't even believe I'm dealing with this right now. So, I like, you know, my dad's a lot better now. But the thing is that my mom loves the way I butter her toast. That I, you know, and so my dad doesn't do it the right way. My mom's like, "You don't do it like Michelle does."
Aww.
And so when I come home from work, I'm like, "Hey, Dad, how's Mom today?" "Well, Mom's good, but I obviously didn't make her toast the way she wanted to because she said it wasn't the way you made it." So, like, today I was working in, like, Narragansett, which is an hour away from a doctor's appointment. My dad drove my mom, which I'm sure she yelled at him all the way there because she doesn't like the way he drives, because she likes the way I drive. And my dad brought her there. I get there right about the time of her appointment. My dad's in the room with her already. So he calls me. He's like, "Where are you?" And I'm like, "I'm in the waiting room." He goes, "Okay, we need to switch spots right now because your mom's not happy." I was like, "Okay." So he comes out. I walk in, and my mom's like, "Michelle." I go, "What's wrong, Mom?" She goes, "Nothing now." I go, "Are you feeling okay?" She goes, "I feel great now." And I go, "What happened with Dad?" She's like, "Nothing. I just don't like the way he drives. I don't like the way he fucking sits here." I'm like, "Mom, you have to stop that." She goes, "But I like it when you're here." And I'm like, "Oh, my God, are you going to be okay for California?" And then she dropped her mouth. She gave me the frown and gave me her aqua eyes and the puppy dog face.
Oh, no.
Aww. You're going to feel like you're going to worry about your mom the entire time you're out in Temecula.
I know.
You're going to be on your phone.
Oh, I know. And I'm like, "Mom, are you going to be okay?" She's like, "Yeah, fine. I'm fine. I'm going to be fine." I'm like, oh my God. So
he's putting the guilt on
you. How did your dad fall? Was did your dog pull him too hard, or does he even remember?
Okay, so the neighbor called me, and he actually saw the whole thing, which is crazy. He was driving down the street. No, he was driving down the street, and he saw my dad walking in front of the cemetery, which where my grandmother is buried. My dad doesn't go over there until the snow starts to melt. So the weather was getting a little bit better, okay? So my dad decided to walk to Princess to the cemetery, which is a little bit farther. So he saw my dad walking, and my dad, when he sees cars coming towards him, he walks toward traffic, you know, on the opposite side, so you make sure you see. He saw a car coming, so he walked on the sidewalk. Well, it's not a sidewalk. It's like a grassy kind of area with trees with tree roots sticking up. And so you guys know what I'm talking about when you see a tree root kind of sticking up?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this gentleman that's my neighbor said he saw my dad walking the dog and was fixated on him because my dad always walks by his house. Saw my dad trip over didn't know if my dog got in the way, just saw the dog panicking, so he wasn't sure if it was panicking before or during the fall. Well, my dad tripped over like kind of like a tree root, and I think my dad was trying to avoid to fall on the dog and fell on his right side and tried to catch himself with his left side, so he got like abrasions on the hand, but he didn't catch himself inside, so he hit his head above underneath the eye, broke his teeth, just his gums. That's why he couldn't talk, so he couldn't tell him if he was allergic to anything. They thought he broke a rib, and my dog went loose.
God.
When the gentleman saw, the neighbor saw the dog go loose, he sees my dad all the time walking the dog, so he was like, come here. And so he brought the dog over. But at that time, a neighbor had saw it already because the neighbor, I guess maybe somebody in the house right in front, the guy that saw it was driving. So they had called the police. So he said they had called the police. So he said, okay, I know who the dog belongs to. I'm going to go bring it back. When he came into the house, he banged on the door, but my mom couldn't get up. She was on the recliner. She can't get up. So the person took it under their own will to go through the garage, which was open, and opened the door and said, hello, this is a neighbor. Your husband's been in an accident. And my mom said, you know, come up. And my mom was, you know, in the blanket, you know, she just got out of surgery the day before.
Right.
So my mom was, like, crying.
Oh, my God.
You know, yeah. And my mom's like, where's the dog? And the guy's like, the dog's in my car. My mom's like, no, bring the dog in. And my mom's like, can you give me my medication? I've been waiting for my husband to give me my medication. I just had surgery. So they called me and they took care of my mom. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, Michelle. I had no idea you had been through so much.
Yeah, so
I knew about your mom, but I had no idea about your dad.
Yeah. He's doing better now, but I think he's just nervous, you know. He's just like, you know, because he was like, I'm fine. He came home, he laid on the couch a couple of days, and then he was like, oh, I'm fine, you know. And, you know,
right.
I'm just like, I just want to make sure he's fine because he's fine and not thinking like he, you know, he fell. It's like a normal thing. He accidentally fell. If we all know, there's a lot of salt, a lot of sand, you know, the winter's over. Oh, there's leaves that are still, like, it's still cold around, so there's still frozen
right.
leaves around, and, you know.
Well, we have somebody,
you know,
on the switchboard. I want to, oh,
they didn't
gosh,
push
just,
one?
Well,
oh.
I know who it was. I've talked to her. It was Jordan, Ron's niece.
Oh.
Oh.
And,
boy,
well,
that
maybe
was
she,
bad.
She was on her break. I was trying to let Michelle finish her story.
Oh.
Bummer.
She was on her break from work.
Oh.
Okay.
What did she have?
But,
anything you can share with us that you, when you were talking with her?
Well, she's putting a few things on eBay. And I know one of the things that she's put on there is one of the old calendars that Ron had done.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
I know that I'm going to be bidding on it. And if anybody
the bid
else
war is on. Cherry just brought it, bitches. okay, I wanted to actually touch base on do you know if there's a date on this calendar?
I'm not sure what you're asking.
Well, like, what does he plan on doing with it? Is he going to be auctioning it off? Do they have a date? Is it going to be waiting
it's
for...
It's one of the
like,
ones
what?
That Ron made ages ago. Remember the ones that Ron made?
Yeah, so what is it? When's the date, like, that people need to know about
how long is it going to be up for auction, you mean?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, give people a time frame so they know, because obviously Cherry's going to win it, but... Let's give everybody equal opportunity. Unless he, is that why you guys are, like, going around the question? Oh, I get it. Okay. Like a dark horse. I love it. Are you ready
I haven't even gone on the site
to see. Cherry storm. Because once you're by calendar, there's no going back. So watch out, people.
I haven't gone on there yet to see how long it's going to be up for. So I can't answer that question.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's what Jordan was calling back. Okay. So hopefully she'll be able to call back, but we totally get it, you know.
Need to ask before we run out of time. I want to find out, because you're up in that region, have you been getting a lot of news coverage, Michelle, of the fire department and NYPD hockey game?
Yes, I did see a little bit of that. I will comment. Number one, you know, a couple weeks back, we lost a couple of firefighters in the Boston Fire. We have the Boston Marathon coming up on the 21st, which is really dear to my heart. You guys know the...
Absolutely.
I was at the starting line. I ran the Boston Marathon. I was held hostage when the bomber was caught, and a dear friend of mine was a part of that. I don't know if I can disclose his name, but we might know who I'm talking about. Anyway, and to hear about this, I was watching it, and I was, like, looking, and I'm like, okay. I was getting ready for work, and so the volume was up to, I'm like, is that the Boston Bruins fucking, obviously, excuse my language, brawling again? And then I hear it's the New York firefighters and New York Police Department. I was like, what?
They have been doing a charity hockey event for like 20 years, and this was the annual event in Nassau where the Islanders play, I believe.
Cherry, you might need to go take care of that publicist stuff for them, because they need some help over there.
I would love to. And, you know, Michelle, you should go and say hi to Frank Sansonetti over at the firehouse directly across the street from
Ground Zero.
I mean, he's at the firehouse directly across the street, and he won Opposite Worlds, of course. And you could go right there. Yes, you could go right there and say hi to him.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm a little bit far away from New York. I mean, I live in Rhode Island, but I know that when I do go
there. Yeah, but
the
next time you're down that way, you have to go by and
say
hi to
him. I will, and we'll do a selfie, and Obama and Poppy got it right. Me and Frank will tear it up. We'll do our own selfie and call it a controversy, which I really don't get. But selfie, Frank, get ready.
Yes, he is such a sweetheart.
Absolutely.
He actually signed with Marianne McQueen from the AME company. And so, yes. So
she's really excited too, right, Cherry?
Yes. Yes. I think there's going to be big things in his future. And I can't wait to see what's coming up for him.
Have you heard anything? Disclose, sister.
Well, I'm sorry she asked you, but I was just going to comment that what I picked up on, Cherry, was Marianne saying how much she also loved Frank's wife.
Correct.
Oh. Tag team, back again, checking the record, let's begin, party on, party people, here's noise, DC's in the house, some jump of joy, say part of here, we're here, today, I'll take a good area. Three cheese words, we get in bed, say whoop, there it is, hit me, tag team. Yes, I just did karaoke. which I have, let me just bring an intro to that. I'm sure Paul is probably on the floor right now. Cherry loves it. And you guys, I have actually received many, many messages about my karaoke performance in California. As we've seen in New Hampshire, Miss Cherry Pie.
You gotta
I'm not
break
gonna
it
toot
out,
my
girl.
Own horn. I'm not gonna toot my own horn, but toot, 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 toot. I might just do a little bit of Vanilla Ice again.
You gotta break it out, girl.
I've been asked many times. Requests have been put in the suggestion box, and it's overflowing. So, get your Ice Ice Baby on, people. That's all I'll say. Cherry, you've been a witness.
Do it.
Isn't it epic? Isn't
it
just like when did I become a rapper? I'm a rapper, people. I don't know if it was my past life. My future life, what's going on, but I am a rapper.
She can bring it.
Yep. So, anyway, so let's see.
Michelle.
We have about 10 minutes left. Let's talk about some reality shows. What have you guys been watching? Okay, so why didn't My Amazing Race tape last night? Was it a skipped
Because of
weekend?
The American American Country,
Country
Awards.
Awards.
Yeah.
Okay. You, thank you. I was like, oh, God, DVR, don't do this to me.
Yeah, it was a skipped night because of the awards, and it will return next Sunday, and we're getting down to nitty-gritty.
We sure are.
We'll find out what's going to happen.
Yeah. We will see.
So we're down to only a few teams left. We're getting down to that final three soon, and we don't have that many weeks left of the Amazing Race, so it won't be long before we find out who's going to win.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens with that. So we had a week for that.
Brendel's still in it.
They are. I think they are up for the running of the top three, I would say. And we'll see where they come in. I'm excited about Reality Rally coming up next week, so... On top of the people I already know, and I can't wait to see you again, my peeps, you know that there's going to be probably a diarrhea of just epicness coming back to Manic Mondays of people that I've been going to freshly meet, people that I'm going to reunite, just a lot of different things that's going to go on, and I cannot wait. Are you guys excited? Because, all right, so I'm probably going to be exhausted next Monday.
Yes. Make sure you pack your business cards.
Yeah. They are packed already, ready to go.
Awesome.
Yeah. So I'm excited for that. If anybody is listening and they are in the area, there is still opportunity for you to come by and hang out with your favorite reality star. There's going to be reality stars over 100 and I think 40 from different reality shows. And you can be a part of their team. You can watch. You can be a fan. You can be a bidder on one of the auctions. You can get a signature. You can do whatever you want. It's going to be packed filled of 3 days of great fun. Be prepared for a lot of selfies from me. signal to be determined because I have a tendency to not have signal in some of the canyons there in Avocado Valley. Also be prepared to have an array of guests. And I'll be honest with you, Suzette Amaya was not on tonight for her Suzette Slice of Canada, which we missed her dearly. We definitely talked a lot about it. But I'm going to be on the shuttle bus with her on the way there. Do you know that there's probably going to be a silent moment on that bus all the way? I hope that everybody in the bus can deal with me and Suzette, because we're going to have our moment. And we're going to, I'm going to make sure that I film it and put it up. Wouldn't that be cool?
Absolutely. You got to get that.
So I hope that I meet her first so I can set it up, because if not, it's going to be interesting.
That's got to be a pretty big size bus. You rattled off probably 20 people, didn't you?
I'm thinking some people might be strapped on the top of the bus. I'm willing to volunteer. I don't know if that's going to give me extra points or a kind of an advantage in the amazing race type of style thing that we're doing. But you know me, I'm a competitor. So I'm like, bring it on. I'm actually super excited to see who my roommate is. Because
when do you find that out normally?
When you get there. Yeah.
Okay.
They'll give you the itinerary when you walk in, and then you'll find out who you're with, or, you know, the knock at the door, or you're kind of taking a poop in the bathroom, and then all of a sudden somebody walks in, and you're like, shit, I forgot to close the bathroom door. So you never know what type of moment it's going to be.
Yeah, I just hope Andrew doesn't hijack the bus on you guys.
Well, I'm going to make sure that Captain Kosher stays kosher and stays away from – we're not going to stop. Let's put it this way. I'm going to make sure that the bus wheels go round and round all the way.
Don't let him near the keys.
To Temecula Town.
Right. Tell him he has to be at the back of the bus to keep him away from the driver. I mean, Howie is going to be on there, too. That's going to be a hoot.
You know, we might stop and try to find Bigfoot in Temecula, but I think the only Bigfoot we'll find is avocados and maybe Andrew stealing the bus from the bus driver. And
that wouldn't have happened if I wouldn't have given up my tickets for that.
I remember.
Yeah, it's all your fault.
Yeah.
Terry, you're the culprit.
I know. Yeah. If I wouldn't have given up my tickets for that, I would have been on that bus, and Andrew and Sheila wouldn't have been on that bus.
I just feel like there's going to be epicness from beginning to end, and as a Manic Monday host, I must only disclose what I can unless I bribe people with their limbs. So this is going to be a lot of fun.
I do know that Jillian said there will be, again, video coverage, but you just have to go to the Reality Rally website because it will show up all of a sudden. It will just show up on their main page from my memory. But for our people, fans that are listening that won't be able to attend, we should get some video again coverage this year. So that will be fun.
Yeah, they got
this
through Kickstarter.
Yeah, it's going to be always fun. I mean, we haven't got together as a huge group in a while, and I know a lot of people are anticipating this. And I think it's going to be huge also with the dynamics of having Big Brother Canada coming on. And, it is a highly driven survivor kind of event, but it's just been so kind of revolving door. And with everything that's been going on and all of the kind of controversy, we really need to really think of what the point is, and that the point is of Michelle's place. And I think that some people, when they get there, aren't going to realize how really epic of an event that this is. It's going to be my fourth year. I'm so excited. And I really think some of this pettiness will be brought down to such a level of just dust, you know? Like, really, it's not even that big of a deal. Like, this is what it is. And I think that when people go to where we go to see Michelle's place, to see what happens, and the tears start flying, I think some people are going to really realize how big of an impact that you are involved in, and maybe make a change from there.
And why they're really there, you know?
Yeah. And I think that's going to be so huge with, like, just like everything that's been going on with, like, you know, a lot of different controversies and a lot of, you know, people having to follow controversies like that, you know, being a reality show. One door opens, another door closes, two doors open, two doors close. So we're all in the same boat. And if we can just all kind of keep a, you know, a reality image, but also just kind of like a normal basis where people can connect. And I think people will realize their connection value.
That's what it's about,
you
know, and doing something for the charities and giving back and being kind to one another and not being cutthroat. And, you know, the reality stars that are there to give to Michelle's place and there for the right reasons, that's what it's all about. You know, that's the thing that brings joy to your heart, you know, the ones that are there to really see Michelle's place grow and get them the money they need to carry on and to help people with breast cancer, you know, get the things that they need to get mammograms and get rides to doctor's appointments and, you know, just get all the things that they need for Michelle's place. That's what it's about. And, you know, it's not just one big party and it's not just getting interviews for a podcast or, you know, it's not all about that. It's an event to help a charity.
I think once these people go there, they'll realize that this isn't just like, you know,
party central.
And I'm not taking anything away from appearances at a bar or a club. That's not what I'm taking away. This is where you really realize, okay, this is the forefront of what I can make or break. It's when you realize what type of power you actually have and what you do with it, because it's really powerful. And so it's like you can make a movement, you can change a movement, you can break a movement. Those are such powerful three individual looks at a different type of aspect. Everybody has their own kind of vision, but in the end, I really think we all want to help each other, right?
Absolutely.
I would think that. So, you know, and anybody, there has to be some type of connection.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm curious, Michelle, when you go to the actual Michelle's place in the years that you've gone there, are her parents always there to present something or?
Always there. They're actually there all throughout the weekend, and I always make it a point to go up to them throughout the weekend. I think maybe I might overdo it, but they need. I want them to understand how amazing it is, because, you know, a lot of parents never want to bury their children, their kids, their loves, and they can either fall apart or they can make a change. And they did so good. And I go up to them all the time, and I'm like, I love you guys. You're so awesome and amazing. And thank you so much for bringing me back and allowing me back. And they're like, thank you for coming back. And I'm like, no, thank you for having me back. And they're like, no, thank you for coming back. And then we just hug each other like crazy people, like in a triangle. And it might even be bigger than a triangle, because sometimes I address when the sister is there and the brother and the sister-in-law. And so I just want them to know that what they're doing is so amazing. It's not even like, I don't even care what's going on. They need to know that it's huge what they're doing to put their foot forward. I'm putting my foot forward. Somebody, like, but their foot forward is making me put my foot forward. Their strength, their strive, their just their heart, their everything to keep going forward. Like, I'm like, I would cry through this, and sometimes they don't, and they do, and they don't, and they do, because I think sometimes they become numb to certain things, but they still cry. I'm like, oh, my God, I can't believe they're not crying. Like, that's so strong. And then I see them cry, and I'm like, thank you, you know? And it's like they try to be strong for us, and, like, the whole room's crying, you know? and it's just so powerful. And if nobody gets it at that point, it's like, all right, keep
it
moving.
I don't know if Jillian requires the reality stars to visit Michelle's place, but it sounds like it almost should be.
No, actually, it's part of the agenda. We go there before we go to the event where we're doing a meet and greet, and where the animals come. So we actually are en route to go meet an event. So we stop there beforehand, and when I tell you the entire room is filled, and they're crying, we're all crying together. It's
That's
so
amazing. She has her
powerful.
Event is very scheduled and
okay.
very well put together, and that woman knows how to put an event together.
I would love, you know, they show video of the event. I would love there to be a video of that Michelle's Place visit.
It's
I think
okay, so they show this video, and they show a journey of a beautiful woman. I can't remember her name, but she's in her 30s. She has two children and a husband, and she goes to Michelle's Place and finds, you know, she has cancer and hears from people to go to Michelle's Place. So she goes there. Her family's invited. They, you know, size her for wigs. They teach her family what's going to go on with her. She does so great for 2 years, and she ends up relapsing after she beat the cancer and she died.
Oh, no.
And they show, you know, the fact that they helped her throughout that journey of the 2 years, and then they helped the family for until that moment. And continuous. And actually, the father comes back and talks to the families and helps them. And it's just, it's so... I don't want to cry. Oh, it's just so amazing, you guys. Like, it's like, I get, like, goosebumps, like, chills. And I cry like a baby where I go in the back of the room because I just like, it's so understandable. Like I remember I said something to somebody last year, and it was because they had been involved in some sort of altercation the night before. And they were in the room and they were sitting there and they were crying, but not like me. I was sobbing. And I went up to them. I said, "Do you see this? Do you see this? Who cares about your petty shit that you got involved in yesterday? You go apologize to everybody on the side. Look at this. Look at them. Look at the parents. This is real. This is what we're here for." And it was such a great moment. They were like, "I can't believe how, like, selfish." And they went and they apologized to the person. I honestly don't even remember what it was about, but... it would just, like, it made people forget about the stupid shit, you know? The stuff that doesn't matter, the little stuff. And that's why I think, you know, with a lot of the stuff that's been going on this year where people, which I agree with, you know, on a certain basis of the whole spectrum, you know, they were invited, and, you know, and you got to respect the whole, like, the spectrum of it. You might not like it, but you have to respect if people agree to have certain people go or not. And, you know, it's a strong message that we all have to send that it's really about the cause. It involves men, women, kids, everything. Family, breast cancer is huge, and we're a voice, Cherry and Paul. Cherry and Paul, we are a voice.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, all I know is that I'm going to have to figure out what we're going to do next week, because I come back on Sunday, and I'm sure... the calendar is going to be full, so we're obviously going to have Miss Suzette, Slice of Big Brother Canada 2. So wait, before we go, Paul, can you say any spoilers, definite, sure, of if any of Heather's, well, we already know, just to reacclimate the spoilers, sorry, anybody turn it off, any changes in who is nominated and who's going to be going home, as we know of at this moment?
No, what information that was put out from a lot of our chatters is, first of all, that Kenny and Allison were the original nominees, but Kenny won the power of veto, took himself off. Sarah went up in his place, and from those that are watching the feeds, apparently it sounds like the votes are going for Sarah to be voted out. Also, there was a secret power of veto hidden in the house somewhere, and it sounds like the clues, Allison figured out where the secret room was, and she got this power of veto, but we're not sure the rules of using it. So that's kind of a summary that I gathered.
All right. Well, we know that if there's a secret veto, there's got to be a veto. And if we know that Sarah can use it for her benefit, I mean, Allison can use it for her benefit, Allison's going to use it. So we will see. Sarah, at this point, by Paul's aspects of what's been going on internet land, is that Sarah might go, but as we all know, in the Big Brother house, you never know what's lurking around the corner. Well, you guys, when I get back next week, I will be not really too fresh, probably hungover and out of my time zone, but I will be back for Manic Mondays to spill the beanos. And, you know, I can always spill what I can. Mm-hmm. Selfies will be taken. Cherry and Paul, thank you so much for another fantastic night. And Mr. LaWonderful, we love you, boo-boo. Callers, listeners, chatters, and, you know, there's always something lurking in the future. Isn't there, Cherry?
Absolutely.
Well, let's close the show out. What do you think, girl?
Okay, we'll close the show with Ron, as we always do. Everyone, take care. Have a great night. Remember to join us again on Thursday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central for our Reality Roundtable show. Have a great week, everyone. Take care. God bless. Be kind to each other. That's
ciao.
Right.
I'll see you from the California sun.
I want to finish off the show with a little music and say to all of my listeners, thank you guys, and thank you all for coming in. God bless you, and thank you for listening to the show. And it was a great one.
Good night, y'all. Take care.
Good night.